systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, March 28th, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And I'm Sean.
Yeah, that's right. Sean back for the Friday show, episode 16. Thank you all so much for listening. How you guys doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm doing very good.
I'm doing phenomenal, once again.
Well, that's fantastic.
It's great.
Super.
Great to be here. Great to have all you people listening to the Friday show here. Fuck, man, 16 episodes, turning them out.
Bonerific.
That's right. Bonerific. We ain't stopping until the wheels fall off, man.
Even then. Still going.
I'll ride it on the rims. Rims and tires. So, let's get into it. I got my work truck fixed today, finally.
It's exciting.
Dude. For the past month, it has been making this god-awful vibration sound, like a dildo, like a big dildo.
Your work truck's a big dildo.
Yeah, basically. It's like Tech Andrew from Team Drunk Ottawa, his dildo. Right.
Yeah.
So it makes this loud vibration sound. When I turn the wheel to the right, it would stop. So I got it in there, and the guy said that the tire was loose to where it had a good 4 to 5 inches of play in it, and he was very amazed that I didn't die.
That's dangerous, man.
Yeah, that's what he said. He's like, how did you not crash? Because I drove it to Polson. I drove it to Libby. That's putting on, like, hundreds of miles.
You went to Libby?
Yeah, I delivered
and
Libby.
And you've been driving
really?
Home, too,
yeah,
lately.
I have, like, 10 stops.
I'm from Libby.
I know. So, yeah, I got that fixed today. I was like, what? $700-$800, but it's good now because I'm safe and my truck doesn't sound all loud.
Nice.
Yeah. So anything happening with you?
Well, my truck's running like shit too, but you know, it's just as dangerous to drive, if not more, but I'm gonna tough it out. I got a good feeling about it.
Yeah,
you know?
I always got a good feeling about it.
JC's up there, he'll take care of me.
That's right. WWJD, son.
That's right. No, JC.
Oh, JC.
That's
no,
right.
WWJD. What would Jesus do?
Uh-huh. I thought he meant we want Jack Daniels, which I do.
JD, bitch.
I do, just to let you know.
Yeah. So you went to church on Sunday when we went, but we went to different churches.
That's
so,
right.
You want to tell us about your church experience?
Well, aside from the usual fire and brimstone and, you know, Jesus Walks, which they played some Kanye West, you know,
Death
Jesus
threats.
Walks. You know. I found a bit of irony in this church, actually, because
hey,
I was sitting
you know,
there.
Didn't Kanye West say that he was going to be the next Jesus or something like that?
Right, until MTV did not give him an award, and then he cried like a whiny,
well,
bitching
shit.
Nigger.
I know a guy down the street sells crack that thinks he's Jesus.
I believe that's pronounced Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Cabrón.
Difference.
Fucking cholos.
So anyway, it was, I don't know, I'm sitting there in the pew, right?
The pube?
The pew.
Oh, right.
Is
sorry.
What they call it.
I thought you said pube.
No, pew.
Check.
Check it out.
Wow.
So, and I look around, and they're doing praise and worship, you know, singing their songs. They got some young band up there.
Giving themselves to the Lord.
That's right.
Hey, our church does that, too.
They're getting down. They're getting down for JC.
Our church says, when it's dark, lift the bread and wine.
Yep.
That's like
definitely.
Their fucking
that was the
number,
first
one,
song, I think.
Number one club hit.
I lift the beer and the liquor, personally.
Beer or liquor first.
So I sneeze.
Uh-huh.
And I stop. And I look around, and nobody said, God bless you.
Wow.
In a church on Easter.
Yeah,
wow. Did your head just fucking explode?
You know what? I was actually thinking of sneezing in that church because I kind of had to. I was like, oh, this could be awesome.
This could be it, guys.
See if anyone says anything.
Wow.
And you expect a bombardment of God bless you, God bless you.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Every single person.
Guys, I'm okay.
No.
Already blessed.
No,
don't worry.
They all just... Didn't pay no attention to it.
Did they look at you or anything? Like,
A couple people did.
Excuse me, sir.
You know.
We're trying to praise the Lord. I don't know if you noticed it or not, but...
Yeah, we don't say God bless you in this church. Pretty much.
What do they say?
They, They don't say shit, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah,
fucking
obviously.
What a bunch of weirdos. I think I deliver water to the that church, if it's the one you're talking about.
So how was your church experience this Easter, Matthew? Well, you
could listen all about it on Monday's episode. I could sum it up in a nutshell.
I'm not going to do that, so please do.
Basically, weird and creepy. Yeah. And the pastor got into a $80,000 Land Rover.
Range
in the
Rover.
Back. Range Rover. Parked in the back where no one could see it except for us because we were parked in the back too.
Right. We parked like right next to
it. So no one could see us.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It was kind of creepy. And then he had like these two bodyguards. One was this scrawny fucker and the other one was this fat pedo looking dude.
Yeah. Serious, like greased back. You know, right? Fucking.
They're like rappers. They always have a posse with them.
Oh,
right?
For sure. You got to in this world, man. You don't know what's around that next corner. It could be Satan. You don't want to be caught fucking with Satan with your weapon on safety.
So man. I got a quick question, okay?
Shoot.
The pastor's driving a Land Rover.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming the church was total rundown piece of garbage.
No.
Actually, it's decent. They had a nice band instruments, drums, you know, all that shit.
I mean, it's in the Strand Theater.
All provided by the Lord, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Naturally.
And the people who pitch in their 10% every
right.
Sunday.
Right. Tithing is a must.
Yes, tithing.
Yes. Mm. And I'm sure it cost them a pretty penny to renovate the inside of that movie theater, because it kind of still looks like it did, but there's a lot of change.
Yeah. Well, it looks like a church.
It looks like it got its ass kicked by God.
It's all for the greater good, just like his
for
Land
the
Rover.
Good.
Right. His Land Rover.
He
is
needs
for
that
the, yeah,
to
of
preach.
Course. Of course, and to
bring
put
the word
lots
of God.
Or put lots of little children in, I was going to say. But,
you know.
He needs to bring the word of God when he's four-bying out there and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Where was God when he broke his leg?
I know. The dude broke his leg snowmobiling like 2 days before, and he was telling that story, and I looked at Braden like, oh, wow.
you know why?
Because God was testing him like Job.
He was supposed to be preaching.
Or that it's bullshit.
Yeah. Like probably, I'm going to go with that one.
I'm going to have to go with bullshit.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, whatever. It's all the same. Oh, let's see. That's about that. Let's talk about Team Drunk Ottawa for a second.
Yes, let's talk about that.
Let us talk about Team Drunk Ottawa.
I'm intrigued.
Yes.
Well,
I was too until I heard their reply. But
right?
Basically, if
their
you're new.
Their shitstorm.
Their shitstorm. I said some things about how their show sucks because they're always drunk when they do it. They never follow any kind of standard of anything. It's not really funny.
They're Canadians. Of course they're drunk.
But I would have expected Canadians to be funny. The only humor I found in their show was their pronunciation of words a boot and hoose
and
a.
Yeah, you'd think they'd be pretty funny if they're drunk.
So basically, I called them out on that, and I was expecting to start like fucking World War III or something.
Hopefully.
Like just serious flames. And all that really got started was like the war in Iraq and the
nice.
Jam hole being America and Team Drunk Ottawa being Iraq, and we just completely destroy them.
Why does it always come back to Iraq?
I don't know. Because Iraq. I don't know, because I rock.
Oh.
I don't know.
Because you ran?
Thank you. Maybe. That's Iran.
Iran. You ran.
But yeah,
Iran.
So their reply to everything was basically Tech Andrew, I think his name is. I don't know. He went through a bunch of our shows and made like this mashup of all the fucking cuss words we
say. All the
say,
times we say fuck and shit.
Fuck
and
shit,
stuff.
Whore, fat, all that shit. And when I listened to it, I was fucking cracking the fuck up because it was so funny. And just to think, like, the amount of time Tech Andrew or whoever made that spent on listening to our shows and getting the audio. Like, we made a little a minute 30 clip for people to hear what we're about. And that shit took me, like, 3 hours. He made a fucking 4 minute 30 seconds. Fuck you, Sean.
He must be a fan.
Yeah, I guess. He made a 4 minute and 30 second clip, and it was pretty well done. I'm actually going to use it because I enjoy it.
Well, he was trying to flame us with it, but it actually backfired because it was awesome.
And he's Canadian.
Backfired. Yeah, which could be why it backfired.
That explains it.
Yeah, and he's... I mean, they're a part of Team Drunk Ottawa, so I guess I shouldn't pick on them too much because it's like the high school popular guy picking on the lowly nerd drunk. You know,
me.
It's like how much fun is it to beat up a drunk? Seriously, I mean, they don't fight
actually.
Back.
Really?
They probably would beat themselves up just by stumbling over shit.
It's pretty fun actually because they can't feel shit, so you
can
just beat them.
Beat them forever.
And they get right back up.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. So, they gave us that clip and said, here's the shitstorm, and it was more like a Dairy Queen flurry.
All I have to say to them is, if you're going to make fun of us, at least make fun of us.
I know, really. Don't try and help out the show. And right. The other thing I wanted to say, listen up, Tech Andrew. Everyone else, earmuffs. Okay. Tech Andrew, if you want to be a part of the jam hole, man, it's cool. There's room for anyone in the jam
hole. There's enough
man.
Jam for everyone.
Come on over to the jam hole, son. There's room for everybody. And I mean, I totally, if I was a part of Team Drunk Ottawa and then I heard the jam hole, fuck, dude, I'd switch sides in a heartbeat, in a New York minute.
But wait, what if you were part of the jam hole and Team Drunk Ottawa said, hey, come over here with us?
I'd be like, fuck you.
I'd be like, yeah. So that's
well,
all. I don't want to talk. Thank you. I don't want to talk about them too much because I don't know. Maybe they'll all gang up on poor little me on the cruise and throw me overboard or something.
Well, word up,
you have
homie.
Odie on your side.
Yeah, exactly. Watch me and Odie just rock their fucking faces all over the place. Steal their chicks. Steal their drunken Ottawa chicks.
There you go.
Oh,
Canadians are tight.
Yeah.
Because they don't swear or have sex or do shit like that up there.
That's what I heard from listening to their show.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's just, probably why it isn't funny.
They just sit around at bars and talk about things Keith and the girl talk about, I guess. I don't know. It's fucking, I don't know. It's not amusing. I won't listen to it unless someone says, hey, did you hear what they said? And then I'll listen to it because chances are it'll probably help us more than it'll hurt us.
Hey,
and
no, I mean, no publicity is bad publicity.
Exactly.
Man.
And it's the internet. If you take anything we say or anything on the internet too seriously
and
to
fuck
where,
you.
To, yeah, and fuck you all. Too seriously to where you actually get upset, then you fail at the internet.
Right.
Game over, man.
Yeah, you lose at life. Yeah.
If you don't like our show, then fuck you.
That's right. And not just fuck you, but go fuck yourself with you.
And your mother.
And your mother.
So, Matt, did you listen to the new Scream?
Yeah, I did listen to the new Scream episode, finally.
It's about time they put out a new one.
I know, right? Well, I mean, you gotta bear with them. They have four people.
Right, and we only have two.
Right, so, I mean, it's a lot easier for our schedules. I mean,
right.
All you do is sit around on MySpace all day, and I just fucking deliver water, so we're free whenever. But they said they gave us a plug, and they kind of only really just mentioned it. Like, how about the jam hole? And then they were all like, ah-ha-ha, reminds me of porn, and then that was it.
Yeah, that's about it.
They tried, and that's cool. And I don't know. If you guys want to take sides on this whole TDO, the jam hole thing, don't even bother because it's going to be a fucking massacre. Seriously.
There are no sides.
This is going to be like the Boston Tea Party. We're going to be the people throwing the tea over, and the tea is Team Drunk Ottawa.
Mm,
drowning.
See.
Drowning in their pity.
And you know, when they did that, they were actually drunk, though, you know.
Oh, well, and that is why the quality was all right, I guess.
What made it so significant in American
history.
Exactly.
And hey, I'm going to hold on to that for a long time because that's the first piece of anything anyone's put together from stuff we've said and been like, ha, we got you. It's like, actually, thanks for helping.
Yeah, too bad they didn't put that much effort into their own show.
I
that
know.
Might actually be
yeah.
pretty funny.
It would be. If
well,
they, if
maybe
tech,
not.
Well, but. I don't know. If he took that much time, though, and actually focused on trying to write a steady show instead of just whatever random bullshit they think of in wherever they're at, then yeah, they would probably have an all right yeah. show, but nowhere near the jam hole caliber.
I bet you Howard Stern is a fan of our show. Or he would be if he even knew who the fuck we were.
Exactly.
Right.
Or you guys were, because,
hey,
you know.
You're part of this.
Yeah, you're part
I am,
of it
but
every
I'm
Friday,
a small
man.
Part. I'm like the...
The once a
like,
week guy.
Yeah, kind of like the foreplay before the butt fucking. That's kind of
that's
what
you,
is.
Right?
Yeah.
That's your part in this whole
mess. I get things nice and lubed up, you know.
Right on.
Well, hey, you need lube sometimes.
That sometimes you do, and
every
sometimes
Friday.
You just hope she's on her menci, and there's the lube right
yep.
there.
When I fucking butt, I know I need lube.
The best lube is blood and tears.
Blood and tears.
Spit. Right.
Or spit.
Spit yeah. and snot if
Spitty.
You're a nasty motherfucker. Like
that's
me.
Right. Or shit. If you're going
I don't know about
butt.
That one.
I'm not German, so I wouldn't
well,
know.
It's yeah. a nine scheiße. Okie dokie. Well, you guys got anything else before
didn't
we...
Didn't you have another story?
You know, I've got a real heartbreaker for you guys.
Lay it on me, brother.
So, you know, I just moved back from Arizona recently. Well, my sister has been growing
mm-hmm.
this marijuana plant.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's starting to bud. A
mm-hmm.
couple more weeks, fuck, we would have had us a smoke up, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
the
mm-hmm.
other morning,
mm-hmm.
she calls me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
Sorry.
I'm glad you guys are on the same page.
Uh-huh. Right.
And she says that my pet chinchilla... Got out of
you
the cage.
You still had that? You brought
yes,
your chinchilla to Arizona?
I sure fucking did.
And what nice. Was your chinchilla's name?
My chinchilla's name is Joseph Nathaniel Smith, or JoJo, or Joey for short.
Or Casey and JoJo.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice.
So wow. Anyway, he got out of the cage, and I told my sister, oh, well, you know, just put him in my room, let him run around for a day. I'll clean up when he's done. And I come home.
Oh, wow, this is going to be bad.
Just the look on your face, dude.
I go into the room, and I open the door, and I see the planter that the marijuana plant had been in.
Oh, no. Oh.
Now,
well, no.
Oh, no.
Joey's a perfect stoner pet because he runs around, does flips, raw runs. He's a little crackhead.
He's like Sonic.
He's great. He
is. If he was a hedgehog.
And you know what? Sonic probably was just a deformed chinchilla.
Probably.
Not a hedgehog.
Not as soft.
He was posing.
Poser.
Yeah. So he
chin
ate.
Chin posing.
And, you know, this thing was probably a good foot and a half tall. He ate all but fucking like 4 or 5
inches.
He must
have been baked as fuck.
So he saved you some at least.
He saved me a little bit, which I did salvage.
Did you share it with him? After
no,
you
he
whooped
had
his
enough.
Ass?
He had enough. Nice. So it's pretty bad. Yeah, apparently, you know, word of the wise, chinchillas just go fucking cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, don't leave chinchillas around pot plants.
Keep your pot plants locked up, people.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, is that it? Should we do some news?
Let's do some news.
All
right. Well, keeping with the marijuana story you ended with, my story. Can I go first? I'm not even going to try and rock, paper, scissors with three people
again.
Yeah,
three-way Rochambeau.
That was a mess.
A no-no.
A mess. A hot mess.
Let's draw straws.
I didn't bring any straws.
All right, go first.
How's that PBR, by the way?
That's right, folks. Today's beer, I pound like a tall can before every show. And
Tonight's episode of the Jam Hole brought to you by Ghetto Ass Nasty Shit.
That's right. Just quick plug, I pound a beer before every show. It's no lie.
Hey,
no surprise. And today's beer is PBR.
Again.
It's red, white, and blue, like America. I love America. Last week was Corona because, you know, I was on a Mexican kick. Watched some Mexican porn.
I love the senoritas.
Arriba. All right, let's go.
All right. Congress to consider legislation to end minor pot arrests. First marijuana decriminalization bill in over two decades to be.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. It slipped. I'm sorry, guys.
You just fucking ruined
Giorgio, I'm sorry.
We love you.
Thanks for being
a big fan of ours.
Yes. Okay.
You should just start over.
I should. Yeah. I should edit that out if I was into editing.
No, you should just roll with
it. I should ask Tech Andrew if he could edit that out for me.
He'd probably just replace it with fuck or something like that.
Yeah, right.
That'd be a good
hey,
edit.
Tech, I know you're not doing anything. God knows you guys aren't doing a
Instead
show or
Instead of your
anything,
burp, just be like, fuck!
Fuck! Piss out the ass!
Ass!
Piss
Shit!
The ass! Oh my God. Okay, I'm probably going to have to turn that down.
Yeah.
Okay, first marijuana decriminalization bill in over two decades to be filed imminently.
About time.
Fucking A. Washington, D.C., U.S. Congressman Barney Frank will introduce legislation in Congress to strip the federal government of its authority to arrest responsible cannabis consumers. And I like to consider us responsible cannabis consumers.
Right.
You know, we're not out there fucking smoking through school zones and
we're not being idiots
about it. Selling weed to kids. I mean, we're not even selling weed. We're buying it and smoking it and then being high and then eating food or whatever.
Right.
So I think this is a definite huge step in the right direction.
You know, and it kind of sucks that we kind of got taken back a step, too, when they took away the medicinal marijuana bill.
Here?
Oh, yeah.
They didn't take it away here.
No, what they did was they
we
took
have
away
that shit here.
They took away each state's right to choose for themselves whether they have medicinal
marijuana.
Well,
no, what
or
they
not.
Did was the federal level still said no, but each state, from state to state, they chose if they had proper initiatives in effect.
Which is how America works, except, you know, if the federal government comes in and your state says it's okay, you're fucked
well,
if they don't.
And I can understand that if you're out there selling to people that may or may not be medically, you know, like
potheads.
Right. Oh.
Well, that's why you got to go in and have a test done to see if, you know, you should have it.
Right. I would go in and just be like, I should have it. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they evaluate you and make sure that your reason for wanting it's legit.
I've smoked the medical weed and it's not that much better than what we get here. We get some badass fucking weed here.
We do.
Compared to other places I've been. Fucking Florida has the worst shit, man. And when you do get good weed there, it's like $20 a fucking gram, which is outrageous, dude.
The prices here are pretty high, too, compared to most places.
I always see like is if there's no seeds and it smells good, it tastes good, then you know $40 to $50 for 3.5 grams an eighth, whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's normal prices. But some people try to sell shit for like $60 an eighth, and then you just laugh at them and like, are you new here? Because everyone has it. It's like no big secret.
Yeah, if you're gonna sell for that much, you're not gonna sell any.
Exactly. Let's see. Representative Frank made the announcement last week on the nationally syndicated television show The Jam Hole. No, just kidding. Real Time with Bill Maher. We're not a television show.
Hey, that's a good show.
That shouldn't have threw you for a loop.
Have you seen that show?
No.
You should watch it.
Maybe I will. Quote, "It's time for the politicians to catch up with the public on this issue," Frank told host Bill Maher, who sits on Normal's advisory board. I didn't know Bill Maher was on their advisory board.
Yeah. May I add, Bill Maher is all for weed.
That's Bill cool. Maher is everywhere.
Yeah. I went to so Hempfest a few years ago and met a lot of the Normal people and a lot of the High Times people, and they are really cool people. They are out there doing
potheads.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, I've met some really stupid fucking potheads.
Well, just like you've met some really stupid
podcasters,
normal people.
TDO?
Yeah, that too.
This whole show is dedicated to TDO. We love you guys. But not your show.
Yeah. Hugs and kisses.
Hugs and kisses. Frank's pending bill seeks to eliminate all federal penalties.
Oh.
I know, right? I was thinking titties. I was thinking of Rianne.
Aren't you always
TDO.
Thinking titties?
Well, no, but anyway. All
Don't
federal.
Lie.
Okay, yeah, I am kind of always. All federal penal.
How you did it again?
God damn it!
I love penal titties.
All federal penal,
penal titties.
Now I was thinking penis. Damn it! They're gonna isolate that audio.
Oh,
it's penis. Gonna be funny.
Penis,
it's okay.
Penis, penis. Whatever.
Doesn't matter.
He
what
loves
they do,
the cock.
Be funny.
I know. I'll use it. Yeah. Loves the cock.
Loves it.
Loves it.
Pictures of it all over his room.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, sorry.
Now I'm going to have to edit that out, you motherfucker.
You're not going to edit shit.
I know. Frank's pending bill seeks to eliminate all federal penalties. Jesus!
Wow.
It's because the word prohibiting is right next to penalties, and I want to say penalties.
Just skip over it. We got
blah,
it.
Blah, blah, blah. The
Move
personal
on.
Use and possession of up to 100 grams, which is 3.5 ounces, they say, of marijuana. Under this measure, adults who consume cannabis would no longer face arrest, prison, or even the threat of a civil fine.
Nice. Amen.
That
Amen.
Is awesome.
That is fucking awesome. It'll be awesome if it passes.
Yeah, right?
If all these potheads aren't lazy enough to actually get up and vote for it, right. We might be all right.
I'm not registered to vote.
Me neither. And you're not old enough to vote,
nope.
So all right. Oh. Good. Wow.
All right. Things are looking up.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, definitely. Good start there.
Thanks. The bill also eliminates all penalties prohibiting the not-for-profit transfers.
You just gotta give up on that word.
Of up to 1 ounce of pot. So, not-for-profit transfers, is that like, I'll give you some pot if you suck my dick? That type of thing, or what
well,
are we talking about?
That's kind of a profit.
Yeah, that would be technically
I'm not profiting,
prostitution.
If you want to talk,
you're
if you want
profiting a blowjob.
Yeah, but they're actually receiving the payload.
I think that.
Thank you. What were you
saying? Oh, I was gonna say I think that'd more be like, hey, buddy, you got that $120 buck you owe me? Thanks. Hey, guess what? Here's a fucking, you know, fat sack of weed.
Yeah, here's to show my appreciation for
nothing
paying me back.
Nothing illegal here.
Oh, man.
You buy the bong, get the weed with it.
Hell yeah, dude. How fucking cool would that shit be if you could just go to, like, the cigarette store here and fucking just buy weed?
And it'd be good, too.
Different kinds, yeah. Good shit, because people aren't having to grow under uh-huh. strenuous conditions. You cunt.
So if they do this, would they start taxing it, too?
Oh, I'm sure they'll tax it. The government's like, you want to sell what? Without us getting in it? No. Oh, no, 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 no.
We wouldn't have to worry about nothing if the government would just tax weed and make it legal.
You know what?
Right.
If
fuck,
they
man.
Did that, they would see the profits. They would be like, free gas for everyone. But
no
the weed,
yeah, right.
That's going to cost you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Normal legal counsel, Keith Stroop. That's one of the guys I met. Keith Stroop.
Oh, right
yeah,
on.
Cool guy. Who worked closely with Frank's staff to draft
this. Did he wear a hat?
I don't remember. I was stoned. Frank's staff to draft this legislation said, quote, "If passed by Congress, this legislation would legalize the possession, use, and nonprofit transfer of marijuana by adults for the first time since 1937, which is when the government came up with reefer madness.
That's right.
I'm going to get high and stoned and rape bitches.
Little factoid.
Fact.
There was a very lengthy time, about 20 years in American and even world history,
mm-hmm.
where marijuana was widely
mm-hmm.
accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Even kings and queens of countries
mm-hmm.
would come
right.
to America. New Orleans specifically is where this all started.
Which would explain why God wiped that place out.
Exactly. And they would just wow. smoke the fucking chronic in these pot houses. Then the government said, I don't think so, black man. And they said it was worse than cocaine for black people. They said it made them rapists and murderers.
So why the fuck do us white people get punished for black people having a predisposition to rape and murder?
Yeah, I'm not black. Are they being racist?
And crack.
What are you talking about? dude, only black people go to jail for fucking marijuana.
Oh, speaking of black people,
we saw one walking.
We saw a black guy
riding a bike.
He was walking his bike, and then he had this little white girl, and we were kind of thinking, like, man, how is he not in jail?
Right,
that's
weird. With a little girl.
We wanted to interview him and be like, how does it feel to be the only black man in Kalispell not in prison? And then my next follow up question would be, how long do you believe you have until you are in prison? But we were on our way to go fall.
Yes. Yeah. Just a quick note, you know, there's no racism about it. Even I think my black friends would agree.
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
It is
true. How many white people do you know went to jail for having some weed? No. They just got it confiscated and said, go the fuck home, Bill.
Probably because when they finished searching the white person's car, they didn't find lots of machine guns and or coke and
that was racist.
Drugs.
Racist.
It's true. Have you ever watched Cops?
Here's another sound clip for TDO. I'm a fucking racist.
And I love black people.
Yeah, black dick. God.
No, your mom.
Oh, your mom. Oh.
She does. She does.
Oh, man, I know, because I was there. All right,
let's roll with it.
I'm gonna. The bill incorporates the primary recommendations of the National Commission on Marijuana and Drug Abuse, also known as the Schaefer Commission. I don't know why.
Okay.
Who cares? Which affirmed to Congress 36 years ago, quote, the actual and potential harm of...
Going.
Hey, I don't care. God damn it. God damn it.
God damn it, Bobby.
Okay. Quote, the actual and potential harm of use of the drug is not great enough to justify intrusion by the criminal law into private behavior,
Word.
A step which our society takes only with the greatest reluctance. And I think a big thing is that these old fucking people, you know, I hate old people as much as the next guy that hates old people, but these people were having medical weed and having, like, SWAT teams, fully suited up fucking SWAT teams, like, oh, no, busting down doors and, like, giving them heart attacks.
Seriously?
Pretty much. Yeah, that shit happened, like, 3 or 4 times. Back in the raids, when they were raiding the Oakland Buyers Club and shit like that, that shit was happening.
Hey, it's a dangerous drug. It makes people passive, sleepy, hungry, and
just obese.
And if you think about it, that's everything alcohol does not do. So you can kind of see why the government's more like, hey, let's all drink and not smoke. Because when people drink, they want to get into shit and
fight.
Hey, you can't bring order when there's no chaos, my friend.
Amen to that.
And another thing,
call me the king
is
of Discord.
You can still drive when you're high, not when you're drunk.
Exactly.
You
I fucking
call it drive.
I do it all fucking day, man. When I'm working, all that shit, and it does not impair me at all. I don't know if it's because I've been doing it for like 15 years or what.
I'll give you a fucking math problem.
But
right.
But no, I don't know. I've always been good at driving under the influence. I used to always, when we were younger, like 15, 16, it was about 10 years ago, we'd always eat acid because we were, you know, we had a lot of acid. So we were eating like 5-10 hits at a time, just getting fucking blasted and like journeying into the mine, you could call it. But every single time we would trip, something would happen and we'd always have to go somewhere. And I was the only one that could handle, you know, focusing enough on the actual road and not looking at all the lights and headlights to drive. So I got a lot of good practice being hallucinating on LSD and shrooms and driving. Mm. Never got caught once, never got in an accident, none of that shit. I was always really good about it.
Well, you better keep doing it then.
Well, I know, fuck.
See, the commercials are all wrong.
Oh, I know. I mean, how many times have you gotten stoned and wanted to go out and run kids over on bikes?
Or shoot yourself
on a bike? In the drive-thru because I wasn't paying attention because my friends
remember
were
that Dave Chappelle skit?
Because her parents were slamming dope.
Exactly.
They were making fun of that. They were in the drive-thru and this
little
girl.
Yeah. He's like, oh, look. Boom.
Remember, don't let your kids ride their bikes when they're high.
Exactly. Oh, let's see. Currently, 12 states and numerous municipalities have enacted versions.
Who needs the Hooked on Phonics now?
Fuck you. That's not even a real word. I know municipal, like municipal court, but municipalities?
They just made that shit up.
Fuck yeah. You can't add itties or liddies or titties at the end of that. Have enacted versions of marijuana decriminalization, eliminating criminal penalty. Fuck that word! Penalties, you are my bane tonight. You are my TDO.
Is that word going on the shit list?
It is. Penalties, you are on my shit list, officially, right next to TDO. For minor pot violations, passage of these laws has not led to increased marijuana use. Because everyone's that fucking using weed is using it. It's not right. Like, oh, we have medical marijuana, I'm going to go out and smoke more. It's like...
You're going to smoke just as much.
Exactly. It's so fucking... I don't know.
That's the thing. Whatever. You know, whether it's legal or not, people are going to do it if they want to.
Exactly. That's just like the whole fucking thing with trying to take away heroin from junkies. I think you should just give them as much as they want. That way, the stupid ones are going to OD and kill themselves, right, thus taking them out of the equation. And the people that are using heroin once in a while to have fun and get high will continue to do so. But you get rid of all the stupid junkies because they're going to fucking go over the top and die.
Yeah,
and
just we don't give need them more, so like go away quicker.
Exactly. And I don't understand why they won't do that.
Well, some places are kind of enforcing that by giving clean needles and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, but then they're still like, well, you got to go find the heroin. Yeah. We're not going to pack it up and put
right.
it in
and yet. And you got to get into some pretty sketchy situations.
I would
that.
Imagine. Fucking A.
You would imagine.
Yeah, well, I don't have to imagine. I know. To date, the only U.S. government study ever commissioned, there's some fucking ammo. You want to make fun of us? There, do it. I just gave it to you. You want me to put together a clip and email it to you, Tech? Because I'll do it.
Yeah, we'll make fun of ourselves and
let
you take credit.
Right.
How about a soundbite?
You're like, okay, class, this is how it's done. And then you can... copy us and then
you know I
it.
Hope someone makes fun of us and does a good job because that'll be it'll be fun
it
shit.
Would give us something to talk about on our show and on their show. Let's right. fucking go to war. You want to go to war, mine? You want to go to war? Let's I'll bring you to war, mine.
Hey,
you know
I like to fuck sheep.
I believe
you're such okay. a bad boy.
To date, the only U.S. government study ever commissioned to assess whether the enforcement of strict legal penalty.
Oh my god!
I can't say that fucking word! Damn it! You, oh man.
That
I'm
is not the right
stop.
Story for
I'm
you.
I'm going to say the P word from okay. now on. Fuck
P
it.
Word?
Yeah, I'm done with okay. you. Penalties. I don't
you really
got to
focus
that. I'm
when
not
you
even
say
high
it.
Right now. That maybe that's it. of strict legal P word positively impacts marijuana use found. Quote, overall, the preponderance of the evidence which we have gathered and examined points to the conclusion that decriminalization has had virtually no effect either on the marijuana use or on related attitudes and beliefs about marijuana use among young American people. That's it. They're like, look, you guys are still smoking weed. It's been illegal for this long. You're going to keep smoking weed,
right.
obviously.
Just
so
give it a shot. Just
why
try
don't,
it. Legalize
why don't,
it. See what
why
happens.
Why doesn't the government just make their money off it like they do everything else?
I'm here? Happy. You know why?
Why are you happy?
Because
you just... I don't know.
Because potheads are people, too.
That's
you can,
right.
You can find us, throw us in jail, fucking harass us, make fun of us on syndicated TV sitcoms on NBC or ABC or whatever.
Whatever.
And we're still going to fucking smoke weed.
That's right. Because
matter.
We don't give a fuck what you think. We don't care what other people think.
And we will rally against the fucking government and whoever else opposes our weed by smoking lots of weed
and
doing
home.
Nothing.
Exactly.
Sitting on the couch, smoking, watching TV.
Yeah, we're protesting now,
that's
buddy.
How we roll.
And the whole thing of it is, if you look at how many fatalities are linked to alcohol consumption compared to how many are linked with weed, which is none,
yeah.
How can you say that? I just don't see it. And honestly, I would almost rather it just stay the way it is because if the government does get their hands in it, it's probably going to be a lot more money and it's going to be a lot shittier.
Yeah.
Because it's the government. Anything the government does is going to... It's, I have this vision of like government cheese, you know, my 40 acres and a mule and some government cheese. It's going to be all nasty, moldy, shitty weed and it's going to be way
overpriced.
Probably
still going to be buying it illegally.
It'll be like tobacco. They'll put all kinds of addictive shit in it, make us not
yep.
addicted to the drug itself. But the ingredients
yeah, that's a
in
fucked up
drug.
Thing. Okay, we'll legalize this harmless thing, and we'll make it really bad for you.
Exactly.
Free enterprise,
which
baby.
Is cool, because, you know, whatever.
As long as it gets me higher.
Population control.
Reaganomics.
Similar statewide legislation is pending in New Hampshire and Vermont. Additionally, Massachusetts voters will likely decide on a statewide decriminalization measure this November.
Statewide?
Blah, blah, blah. Statewide. Yeah, it's a really big state. Yeah. According to a nationwide CNN Time Magazine poll, more than three quarters of American adults favor decriminalizing marijuana. Boom.
Headshot.
Give us the weed. All right. What do you got there? Well, let's go with Sean's story. That's a funny one. I want to hear
this. Okay. This is, we got a molester claims he was a victim of Bigfoot.
Holy shit. I almost just spit that everywhere.
It's on your nose now.
Molester is a funny word.
It is. I just always think of Sylvester the kitty molester. I don't know why.
Or a guy whose first name is Mo. And last name is Lester.
I never thought of that.
Okay, so he claims he was a victim of Bigfoot, and I don't know what the fuck that means, but let's find out.
Like a Bigfoot to the ass?
I guess so. Gene R. Morrill, 57, of New Ipswich, New Hampshire, had previously pleaded guilty to Stafford Circuit Court to 20 charges stemming from his efforts to solicit 13-year-old boys over the internet. Hoo doggy.
See, those 13-year-old boys need a sign in their window that says no solicitation.
Nice.
Point!
Should put bells on their necks, too.
Exactly.
Funny thing is, they're all friends with Chris Hansen.
Chris Hansen.
And Tech Andrew. I'm just kidding, okay, bud.
Apparently,
all in good fun.
Apparently, this man claims that he was molested by Bigfoot as a child.
By Bigfoot. Big hairy beast thing.
Which means
that
big
doesn't
cock.
Exist.
Right.
That's right.
Oh.
And that's what made him a child molester.
Really?
I guess so.
Is that working?
It's a good excuse. So.
See, guys, when I was a baby,
I got molested by Bigfoot. Now I can't help but
big hairy dick.
Oh,
Bigfoot gave me a nickel to play bouncy on his lap.
I bet he caught some funky diseases from Bigfoot. Maybe that's where AIDS
came
from.
Called child molester syndrome.
Bigfoot molested some dude, and that dude had sex with someone. And
Don't drink out of a water fountain that a child molester's drink out of, or Bigfoot, because you'll become a child molester.
Yep,
that's true.
So let's see here. A little more in-depth. Defense attorney Terrence Patton cited Morrill's mental health issues and seeking leniency from Judge J. Howe Brown.
Isn't being a molester in itself a mental health issue?
Yeah,
I would assume.
I don't think you can go molest a kid and then be like, well, I'm crazy. And they're like, on what grounds? And it's like, dude, I just fucked a kid.
That's pretty crazy.
There's some more audio for you,
Terrence. There you go.
God.
Let's see.
You make my life so fun.
Now, this molester, Morrill, told an investigator preparing his pre-sentence report about being sexually assaulted by the legendary Bigfoot.
He makes it sound like, okay, guys, gather around. I'm telling you the story of the legendary Bigfoot and how he fucked my ass.
So how does Bigfoot molesting him have anything to do with becoming a child molester?
Well, what I don't...
That's almost like saying getting molested is a... kid makes you become a child molester when you get older?
What I don't get is most people can't even get a picture of Bigfoot, and this guy got dick from him?
I guess so.
What the fuck?
He got more than anyone else got from him.
Yeah, no shit.
It's too bad they didn't have CSI on that shit 20 years ago.
Right? Grissom would have fucking been all over that shit. It appears he snuck up from behind right here, and here's where the penetration happened.
Can you picture Chris Hansen being like, sit down, Bigfoot, sit down.
Hey, take a seat.
What are you doing here?
Have a seat. So,
being stupid.
Yes, you are.
Holy
That's
shit,
awesome.
Dude.
All right, so let's see. What else we got here? Let's see here. Now, Patton, this guy's defense attorney, Terrence Patton, said Morrill really believes the assault happened.
Really?
Well, obviously.
Well, then it must be true.
Yeah, it must
Fuck.
Be. Must be.
I would love to see a version of the show Moment of Truth with just child molesters.
This guy, huh?
Yeah, called Moment of Poop. That would be so funny.
Now, keep in mind, this guy's, you know, he would not lie to us.
No. Why would he lie?
No.
Child molester, that's their one thing. For fucking kids, their one drawback is they cannot tell a lie.
That's right.
It's like that movie Liar Liar, but not... shitty.
So Morrill was determined to be mentally competent to stand trial. The judge also was not impressed with Morrill's criminal record, which includes a rape conviction involving a child in New Hampshire.
You know how they came to the conclusion that he was morally, or what did you say?
That he was mentally competent.
Competent? Do you know how?
How?
Because they were talking to him, and they... came to the conclusion that he pulled out when he was fucking the kid.
Does that make it
that
okay?
That was bad.
Yeah, you fucked that
no,
one
up. No, that just... Never mind.
This show's going down in history.
Please,
right here.
Continue. It's going down in something.
Let's see. Detectives made internet contact with Morrill and others while pretending to be young boys.
Entrapment.
Yeah, that's
I smell
right.
A lawsuit. Bum, bum, bum.
Hi, I'm 13. Will you fuck me, please?
Walls.
You're under arrest.
I mean, yeah. Here, have a seat. I'm going to go get some cookies.
hey, guy, Chris Hansen.
Yeah, I'm going to go get some cookies. Why don't you just take a seat next to Chris Hansen over there? I'll be right back.
You know, because I'm a 13-year-old boy. But that's what I do.
You would think if you were a child molester, well, not you, but hypothetically. Right? Okay, put yourself in your shoes for a second.
Okay, I'm in my shoes
okay,
right now,
you're a child
molester.
Oh, God. So if you're a child molester, don't you think – it's like people that are baseball fans. They watch baseball. They collect baseball cards. They keep up on the sport. Don't you think if you were a child molester, you would watch like that those kinds of shows? And as soon as that little girl said, I'll be right back – see ya. I don't know. You'd think you would research that
red
shit.
Flag, buddy.
Yeah.
Well,
red
that's
flag.
The thing, though. These people are obviously so stupid. I mean, first of all, they're molesting children.
Getting raped by Bigfoot when you're a child is not stupid.
Well, that isn't stupid, but what the other side of it. Them molesting
the front
people.
Or the back?
Either. Which doesn't side? Matter. No, but him molesting people, that's stupid. So obviously they're not going to do any research because they're stupid enough to do it in the first place.
Right, they're you look like a perv, jail time. That's all.
Well, you probably don't think what's the word I'm looking for? It's not contemporary, it's...
mainstream, kind of?
Let's go with that. You don't think very mainstream if, you know, your hobby is fucking 13-year-old boys on the internet.
So do you think mainstream if your hobby is fucking 13-year-old girls?
That's a little
more so.
You're on the right path. Yes. You just took a wrong turn.
You need to up the bar a little bit.
Right,
to like
up
eight,
the age
16
a little bit.
At least.
At least. Only if you live here, though.
Well, 16 is age of consent, isn't it?
It sure is, buddy.
I bet you know.
I take full advantage of that.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Hey, how about a high five, guys?
Hey, right here, guys.
All right.
Woo!
Woo!
So, that was the gayest thing ever on this show.
No, it wasn't.
That's how they're going to get us. They're going to isolate the high five audio and be like, there you are! Boom!
they're high fiving.
Oh, snap, son. You got us. Dig.
All right, so... one of these detectives was a gentleman named John Chapman, and Chapman introduced another suspected predator to Wells, his 13-year-old friend, and both detectives...
fuck buddy, should say.
Yeah, that's right. And both detectives received pictures and movies of boys having sex other children and adults.
What did the detectives want with that shit? Fucking pervs?
Evidence.
Jerk bank?
It's for my, quote, evidence locker.
That's right.
That he keeps at home in that little box under his bed?
Right before he makes a deposit in the old jerk bank.
Oh.
Now, these real boys on these tapes were between 5 and 12 years old. How sick is that?
What the fuck?
How can you even...
What?
I just don't know, man. See,
like I said before, it's like... I'm not even going to say it. It's so...
I can't come up with the words to describe fucked up and disgusting that
is. I am boggled. Not like the game. I'm actually sorry, like the game.
Child molestation, for or against?
It's not my kid. I really don't care.
Yeah, I'm for it. As long as we can talk about it.
What if
show,
it was my kid?
I still probably wouldn't
really care if somebody Bigfoot fucked my kid in the ass.
Well, if it was Bigfoot, then I'd ask if you had pictures.
You'd be surprised.
Take a sperm sample
I am
or something.
Surprised.
Well, good news. Morrill was convicted of 5 counts of attempting to take indecent liberties with a child, 5 counts of using electronic equipment to solicit a juvenile, and 10 counts of reproducing child pornography.
10 counts.
That's right. He was busy. He was a porn recluse.
He was a porn recluse.
In the chomo kind of sect.
Yeah, right. The chomo extraordinaire.
Well, so that's all it for Bigfoot fucking child
molesters.
That's
all we have on Bigfoot.
Wow. So what do you got?
I have Bellevue man facing charges for having sex with a table.
Well, we're upping the ante a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Was the table of age?
I guess we'll find out.
Is this guy friends with the Bigfoot fucker?
Probably. They're probably MySpace buddies.
Yeah, right, no, he's on his top friends list. Yeah.
Wow. Bigfootfucker at MySpace.com. Look it up.
God damn.
Police say a man in Bellevue was caught on tape having sex with a picnic table.
Wow. That right there. Once again, this show makes me ashamed to be human.
Yep.
You aren't human, Matt.
Oh, right. I'm Bigfoot.
Oh, that's human-esque, isn't it? Kinda. Is that mammal? Is Bigfoot a mammal, you think?
I don't know.
I think he's actually a primate and very closely related to us, which is why they call him the
Bigfoot?
Missing link.
Oh, I think Bigfoot is about as real as God.
Yeah. So it depends on who you're asking on whether that's real or not.
My God is a vengeful God, Matt.
Right. So that guy being raped by Bigfoot and going on to molest kids is like me saying I was raped by Jesus and that's why I molest Christians.
That's why you're a fucking Catholic priest.
Read the story. We're 45 right. minutes in episode 60 of the Jam Hole. Woo!
Okay. Yeehaw.
Bellevue Police. Okay.
Chamona. Chamona. Okay.
Do some news. Do some news.
Bellevue Police Captain Matt Johnson says Art Price Jr., 40, was seen on four occasions between the hours of 10:30 a.m. and noon having sex with his picnic table. His picnic table, so it's okay. It's his, right?
Yeah. I would go with the bestiality rules. Hey, if it's your animal, fuck it. Yeah.
This is America.
Fuck it, man.
It's his picnic table. He can fuck it if he wants to.
Fuck it.
Yeah. America.
Hey.
America.
If it's yours, fuck it.
Fuck it.
What makes this a felony, Johnson says, is that it took place in close proximity to a school.
What makes this a felony, Johnson said, is that there was a little kid on the other side of the picnic table.
Which made it likely that children could have seen Price.
Oh, no.
Oh, because I'm sure they're not exposed to anything like that on television, right? Or their parents, let alone.
I'm sure they haven't seen anything more fucked up than that.
Right.
I don't remember the last time I turned the TV on and saw the picnic table fucking channel. You know?
Really? Must be a Canadian thing.
It must be. I bet Team Drunk Ottawa watches that show.
Right. On TiVo. Hey, record that for me, would you? It's my favorite show.
Woo!
I'm about to go out.
Eight? The neighbor.
Hey, cheers, fuckface.
The neighbor, who wishes to remain anonymous, saw Price walk out into his deck, stand around. I can't talk.
Wow, penalty much?
Right. Stand around metal table on its side and use the hole for an umbrella to have sex.
You know what, too? The sad thing is he could have went down to the porn shop and got a blow-up doll for like half the price of what that picnic table costs. And no splinters.
Right.
What happened to just plain old beating off?
I don't know. I guess people got bored with that.
I guess.
I don't know. I'm not bored with it.
Neither am I.
I have the internet to help out, you know?
Yeah.
We're young still.
Yeah, right. Who knows? Maybe when you're 45, you'll have some sick, weird fascination with fucking picnic tables.
Well, fuck, after jerking your cock a couple million times, you probably start to think of new creative ways to do it.
I wish I would have known I was going to do this show when I started masturbating way back when, because it would have been a cool thing to tally up how many times. Just to
keep track.
Just to look back when I'm like 65 on my deathbed waiting for Gavorkian to do his thing, or his son by then, I'm sure.
Yes.
I would go through it and be like, one.
Okay,
two,
well, on average, how many times a week do you beat off, you think?
Well, how many days are in a week?
Well, 7.
Okay, times 2, 14. Hey, but guess what? Tonight, I get to have sex with a girl.
Nice.
Really?
Oh.
Well, you'll need to fill us in on that later.
Yeah, well, maybe I will. Maybe we'll bring her on the show.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's hurry. Actually, it's not till 10 o'clock, so we got time.
All right.
All right.
The most recent instance took place March 14th, we're told. A neighbor videotaped Price.
Oh, God, I would love that video.
Yeah. Quote, the first video we had,
for
he
my
was
own
completely
porn
nude.
Collection.
He would use the hole from the umbrella and have sex with the table.
And you, my friend, win.
Oh,
you
man.
Win everything.
Yeah.
This is why I love this show. If I didn't have this show, I would never hear about such stupid things. And frankly, I feel so much better about where my life is after reading about where these guys are.
Yeah.
Police. Don't you?
I do.
I've fucked some fat bitches in my day, but I've never been that desperate to get up on a picnic table.
I would equate a picnic table with fucking like a real skinny bitch. No, you
really?
Know, just flat, hard, just like
no cushion or anything.
No, not at all. Like, oh, you're bruising my pelvis. You want to put a pillow in between you and her? Oh, it's like you want to just fucking ram it home, but it hurts because it's like bone on bone.
You need to get one of those neck pillows that wrap around your neck because it's kind of like the same.
That's
you know,
a good idea.
It fit around there. Yeah. You got that curve.
You wouldn't even need the girl if you had that,
right?
Fuck no. Fuck
yeah, that stuff's soft on the outside.
Fuck it.
Just use that
cantaloupe,
literally,
or a cantaloupe.
Police say Price admitted to the crimes. Four charges of public indecency. Usually these sorts of things are misdemeanors, but in this case they are felonies.
Because it was in a school zone.
Yep.
Exactly.
That's fucked up.
Fuck the potheads. Lock this crazy motherfucker
right?
up.
Right?
Yeah.
What did it say about he did it four times or something?
Yeah, I think so.
This guy's just too horny for his own good. That's his only problem.
Four charges. Wow. You would think, like, I don't know. After the first time, I mean, a picnic table,
right?
There's nothing soft, warm
about that,
or fleshy.
How erotic would that be to turn you on to do it four times?
Well, I could see if maybe you took the girl and like lined up her hole with the hole in the picnic table,
or
and
put
then
her in
like
the hole,
like a glory hole, kind of.
Yeah.
But the other, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Continue.
I forgot.
Picnic
where I
hole.
Am. Okay. Quote, the first video we had, I read that, damn. Quote, what boosts it to a felony is that the statute says it's likely to be viewed by a minor, Johnson explains.
Right.
Yeah, that's, so it's because of the school, right?
I was going to make a dick joke minor major, but I don't have it in me.
Yeah, you don't have it in you?
No.
That deserved a ding, come on.
I know. I'll have it in me later.
I bet. Mm? You'll have it in her later.
Ooh.
The Price family did not want to talk with us, but neighbors did.
Really? Yeah. Really?
Some
sir,
are not happy.
Sir, your comments on fucking the picnic bench. Well, it was a long, hard fuck, but I got her done.
Get her done.
Do you think maybe quite possibly that he was really drunk and just mistook the picnic table for his wife four times?
I don't think so.
It's possible. Is he Canadian?
Maybe. Is that tech? Holy fucking shit, dude. We got, oh my God. Tech, you're in the paper, dude. Fucking picnic tables, man.
Golf clap for that.
No shit. Wow.
Quote,
you guys
he
suck.
Shouldn't be allowed just for the fact that he could do that again. Mm-hmm. And nude that close to a school. That
you know,
should be a zero tolerance. Yeah.
I would take that guy and put him in a zoo with a picnic table and just let him go to
charge
town.
A nickel a glance, huh?
Exactly. Exactly.
Price is married with 3 school-age children. Neighbors tell us they're now worried about the kids.
Well, fuck the kids. I'd be worried about the picnic table, dude.
Are his kids end tables?
Point to you.
That was
nice.
A good one.
Nice.
Quote, hopefully it stays between the adults and the kids. Don't get a lot of the information so they aren't so cruel to the little kids, says Emily Grote, a neighbor. Grote.
What's cruel is your dad would rather have sex with a picnic table than with your mom.
Right? That's pretty sad.
Like, maybe if she didn't rip 2 fucking kids out of that
well,
hole,
maybe
she'd be a little small.
Maybe it's it's his fault.
His fault?
Maybe he was just really fucking bored.
Maybe he just tripped and fell and his dick happened to land in.
He's
like,
ooh, I like this.
Ooh, oh, shit. Oh, that is nice.
Well, that's about it for that one.
Is that it?
That's
all right.
It.
So,
what else can you say?
Yeah,
fucking picnic tables, yay or nay?
I'm for it.
I'm for it.
Fucking A. Three across for it.
All right.
All
so
right.
It should be legal then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
According
to
us.
It is.
It is dismissed.
All right.
It is. Well, is it my turn?
I think so. You started first.
Okay. Yes, Matt, it is.
My turn. Minister accused of wanting to, quote, play doctor with 15-year-old girl fired. And this story comes from Winter Park, Florida. Florida, our most fucked up state. Woo! Winter Park, that's where I lived when I went to Full Sail.
Really?
Yeah, that college down there, and then got kicked out, and then learned how to surf.
Oh, you care to tell us about this story?
Well, basically, I was going down, not really, I was going down there to study their digital media class, and Full Sail, at the time, I don't know if they still are, but they were like the nation's best school for technology, I mean, besides MIT, but not gained like programming and shit like that, just, you know, like sound engineering, digital media. They did a lot of programs, and basically I knew everything that they were teaching in the first like 4 weeks. So I would just sit there and they would give us our assignments. So I would have fun with it. Like the first assignment was research companies you would like to work for. So my top 3 were like Playboy, Penthouse, you know, just doing shit like that. I was doing the work, but they didn't like it. So they suspended me and that kind of pissed me off. So I wrote a big long letter to the president of the school saying how that was kind of a Nazi thing to do. They said, before I had written the letter, they're like, well, we'll let you come back after suspension, but you have to redo all your homework. And I was like, I have A's in all these classes. I'm not redoing it. And he's like, well, then, you know, you can't come back. And then I wrote the letter, called him a bunch of fascist Nazis, and then they said, you're never allowed on our campus again. So I took the rest of the $30,000 from my student loan and lived down there and smoked weed and learned to surf.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was that. And actually, the funny thing is, one of the kids that I was good friends friends with up here went down there and went to the same school, and like he graduated and shit, and I make just as much money as he does.
Wow.
It's kind of sad.
Good thing he got out of there sooner.
Yeah, exactly. And he has to pay back 60 grand because he got his full student loan. I only got the first half of mine.
And pretty much everyone I talk to who's gone to college says it's a waste of fucking money and time.
I think the whole thing is the whole tradition of you go to school, then you go to college, then you spend the rest of your life paying back college, and then when that's done, you retire, and then you die. And I just kind of...
That's a shitty life to me.
I skipped that whole middle part and moved on straight to retirement.
It's a great system for those that like systems.
I guess. I wasn't very into it.
Gives meaning to life.
Yeah. Anyway.
So does having your own podcast.
Exactly. And having people like Team Drunk Ottawa to pick on.
Yep.
Yep. So yeah, Winter Park, Florida. A Winter Park minister accused of wanting to, quote, play doctor and have sex with what he thought was a 15-year-old girl has been fired, Local 6 has
confirmed.
What
he thought?
He thought.
So what is it, like
sure.
a boy?
Well,
or is it younger or what?
She got there and she was actually an 18-year-old girl, and he's like, this is not what I ordered. Set the bitch on
her
way.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, see, ministers, man. Fucking, you follow God that long and God makes you rape kids. I don't know what else.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to
That's
say
That's where
it.
All these child molesters come from.
God
fucking religion.
Equals raping kids. Exclamation point. Got it?
I don't think he's
when
got
you're
it.
Look at me, Sean. When you are 65 years old and you're raping kids, I'm gonna play you this show, and you're gonna be like, "Damn, Matt, you were absolutely fucking right." And have a good time in jail, Sean.
You're an asshole.
I love you, dude. I know.
I don't love you. You
I know.
Faggot.
Shut your mouth. It's my turn.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Information from the St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office showed Aldrich allegedly had cyber sex with the officer posing
Ooh.
As the girl. Oh. So if he had cyber sex with the officer's overage, so then what's the problem? Because in that guy's sick, twisted mind, he was imagining a 15-year-old girl.
But the thing is,
look me in the face and tell me you've never imagined a 15-year-old girl while you were fucking your 14-year-old girl. Tell me.
I've done that many times.
All right.
Shit.
So wait. So if he wasn't really talking to a 15-year-old, then he shouldn't be able to get charged with
entrapment.
It. Yeah. What? That's...
But just because he's a minister, I say fucking throw him in jail. But
yeah.
So that's
just
that's,
kill him.
That's the same thing as like when you're fucking your girlfriend and you picture like a dog. I mean, then there bestiality. Now you're going to jail. Mm-hmm.
But unless you picture your dog,
right? Then it's not because it's my
just
dog.
Don't fantasize about other
telling
people's
you, America's
dogs.
Turned into fucking the 1984, man.
All turning. Over, man. It's
fucking,
always been that
fucking
way.
Fucking thought police, man.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. Because, I mean, you wouldn't know unless you were saying it out loud. It's like, what I think, I'm not going to, you know, say.
He's
well,
in trouble.
Well, we
kind of
spew what we think all over the place.
Well, we
on
do
the
on
show.
This show.
He's in trouble because he thought he was having sex with a 15-year-old girl through the internet.
Okay, so shouldn't the cop get in trouble for pretending to be a 15-year-old girl?
No, because she's a thought police officer.
Oh, okay, so that's all right.
And plus, it's a police officer, so, you know, you can get away with it.
Wow. Wednesday night, church officials decided to fire him in an emergency meeting. Oh, man, I'd pay good money to have a seat in that meeting.
Yeah.
Fuck. For the next...
You got caught.
What?
They'd say, you got caught. Too bad.
Right. Choo-loos.
Don't ruin it for the rest of us. That's what they said.
I know, right? They're like, dude, if you fucking do this, make sure it's a 15-year-old girl and not
a
cop.
Don't get fucking caught, because then you're going to screw the rest of them.
You've obviously never seen Chris Hansen's show.
Chris Hansen.
For the next 2 weeks, there were several conversations, the report said. Some of their talks were graphic.
Right.
Ooh. Local 6's J.R. Stone reported. What a douchebag name.
Fuck that guy.
No, no. Detectives said the conversations became more intense, and at one point, Aldrich used a webcam during some of that chat sessions.
Ooh.
So if he was on the webcam, it wasn't the supposedly 15-year-old girl. Didn't he see she was not a 15-year-old girl?
They probably didn't have
disconnect.
A webcam. It was probably only him that had the webcam on.
Just a little show and tell.
Yeah.
Show and don't tell.
Show and
Aldrich oversaw at least 8 different vocal groups, including a youth choir and children's choir at the church. See, these people, fucking ministers, preachers, and teachers.
Well, I remember, like,
are bad
a
news.
Few years ago, all those Catholic priests were getting busted for little boys and little girls.
Mm-hmm. But they just kept it going.
Right.
And now they do it, but they do it on a more down low level.
Right. They get away with it now.
Right. They wrap themselves up in hundreds of bits of digital layered encryption and shit. Fucking creepies.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I said before, if they would put that much time and effort into finding people their own age, I mean, fuck, dude, Match.com, right? Right, Sean?
Yeah, I'm all over that shit.
If
oh, not
like
that
to
guy.
Date Sean. Oh, God.
Go to any website and just look for, oh, not that guy. That's
oh, not
me.
That guy. Oh, no. Deputies said they believe Aldridge committed some of the acts inside of his church office. Womp, womp.
So,
someone's not going to heaven when he dies. They have confiscated two
All
movies.
Of us?
Oh, yeah. But that's good because it doesn't exist. Right. They have confiscated two movies from Aldridge and his church computer in the investigation. The end.
Mm.
What a... So, priests molesting children if it's with God. Yes or no?
I'm very against priests molesting children.
Braden?
I don't know. I'm not really sure. I haven't really decided yet. I'm on the fence.
Okay, you're on the fence. I'm going to have to say yes, but only so they keep getting caught and people will see how shitty religion really is.
I hear that.
All right. Next story.
All right. This one comes straight out of the big, big news people right here. Mexico's emo bashing problem.
How is that a problem?
Since when?
All right. We're just emotional.
I didn't know emo bashing was a problem.
They bash themselves mainly.
That's,
right?
I know, right?
They're the ones slitting their wrists.
Exactly. Thank you.
All right. The trio of long-haired teenagers grasped the plaza wall to shield their bodies as hundreds of youths kicked and punched them while filming the beating on cellular phones and cameras.
But isn't that what emo's all about, is being sad and depressed and getting beat on?
That's
so
what they
the
want.
So what the fuck's the problem?
It's a dream come true.
That's what I'm saying.
Jiminy
fucking
Cricket was
kids.
Running this whole fucking operation.
Right? Wow. The puppet master.
That's right. Kill the emo, shouted the assailants, who had organized over the internet to launch the attacks in Mexico's central city of Querétaro.
Querétaro, arriba! Yes. So yes. Is it a hate crime if you bash emo kids?
I guess.
So
I
mean, if you're emo and you... Isn't just being emo and a hate crime? Because
you
hate
yourself? Yeah.
Life is pain.
Oh, sweet. Life is pain. These guys are going to kick my ass.
I wish all these fucking emo kids wouldn't just complain all the time. They'd actually kill themselves.
Right. Quit
then
being
any...
fucking posers and
right.
do it.
Yeah, quit being a poser. Just God. Fucking be emo for real if you're going to say you're emo.
I know. Slice wrists and fucking bleed right? out. Yeah. That's it. Paint something nice with your blood, like a letter or something.
Right.
I don't know.
Anything.
So as the story goes, the police eventually steamed in and made arrests, and the bloody victims lay sobbing on the concrete. What else is fucking
Yeah,
do?
Of course they're sobbing. You know,
did
emos.
Did the cops arrest the emo kids?
I think they just felt bad for them.
They're like, holy shit, dude. I got to take another Zoloft.
Let's see. Ambulance came by, blah, blah, blah. The mob.
The ambulance came by and was like, man, what do you want us to do? You're emo. Right? We can't help you.
Aren't you happy like this? That's
right.
What they said.
This is what you want.
Yeah, they kind of, you know.
Oh, it's not fun when the tears come from real pain, is it, you little emo bitch?
Right?
Only when it's for attention.
Exactly.
They finally got some attention. Good for them.
Right. They made the paper. We're reading about them.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Hey,
yeah,
right
they're famous now. What are you talking about?
Right on for the emo movement. I'm all for it.
Right. Just keep moving right off the cliff.
Right. Well, just move to Mexico.
Yeah, this whole mob ran away through the streets laughing and cheering at all this, by the way.
Oh, well, yeah. You got to have some kind of happy balance to offset all this depressing emo shit.
Mm-hmm. So let's see. Unlike America.
America.
There's been a new wave of violence against this urban tribe, as they call it, that has sprung up in Mexico in the last decade.
You know what I call it?
What?
A big group of douchebags. Urban douchebags.
You know what I call the mob?
What?
They're doing public service.
Oh, this is true.
Now, the emo subculture probably existed in your high school. Anybody?
I don't. It was, but it wasn't. Emo. It was like everyone
wasn't established.
Just, yeah, exactly.
It was kind of more goth, and then it
kind of. That's what it was.
It kind of turned into emo from
yeah.
goth.
It was like a loose affiliation of copycats.
Emo
right.
is pussy goth kids.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Goth kids that couldn't handle
Agreed.
It.
Agreed.
Yeah. At least goths are a little more hardcore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, at least they'll say just fuck like, you.
Don't get me wrong. They're still huge flaming douchebags. Right. But, you know.
I mean, they're still goths.
I'd rather hang out with a goth kid than a fucking emo kid.
Yeah.
Well, if you're not familiar
again,
with emos.
I'd rather hang out with an emo kid than anyone from TDO.
Right.
I'm just kidding. I'm going to hang out with all you guys on the cruise, and it's going to be great fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, hanging out with an emo kid can only boost your self-esteem.
That's
why
people keep him around. Yeah, it's like, man, at least I'm not that kid.
You know, it's the new craze people are jumping on. First it was metal, then hip-hop, and then meth, and then now they got emo. It's whatever is fucking sellable. Fucking give it all away. Yep. There you go.
It's whatever Sad. MTV plays.
That's right.
Oh, God. Fucking MTV.
One quick craze to the next. From.
Wonder why everyone's all fucked up and retarded?
I know.
Look
Too much
no
MTV?
Further than your television.
Well, in case you aren't familiar with emos, folks, they're the kids in your yearbooks that wear exaggerated haircuts and immerse themselves in quote-unquote moody music. In short, these are the kids that the jock's been beating up since second fucking grade, people.
Right. And they just kept getting sadder and sadder. And then their hair's all long and they wear it in their face and then they do that fucking head shake to get it out of the way.
They got
oh,
the one strand
that.
Coming across.
I call it the cry shield so you can't see them crying.
Point to you, sir.
Let's see here. Well,
shield, that's nice.
Wait, did you see Spider-Man 3?
Yeah.
Right? You know, on that part? Right. That's where I totally got that, where he covered it. And I was like, pulling out the cry shield.
Even Spider-Man went emo. What's right? up with that?
Yeah, that was fucked.
Fucking Venom. It's all right. I can edit that out.
And no, don't. It's just I've been smoking a lot of meth lately.
Oh, that'll do it.
That'll do it.
Well,
that'll happen.
As well as running a riot in Querétaro, a mob also attacked emos in the heart of Mexico City this month.
Not in the heart.
No. Oh, no.
God, no.
The fatal spot.
That's where all the pain comes from. And if you attack their heart, they're not emo anymore.
I know.
Then.
How else are they going to write depressing suicide poems about how their millionaire parents won't fucking love them?
Wow. Oh, honey, I brought you and your friends some cookies. I hate you, Mom.
You're such a fucking bitch.
Stop pampering me.
Let's see. Furthermore, emos complain.
Oh, yeah, that's
really
why they're emo, isn't
Wow.
it?
Yeah. I never would have guessed that.
Yeah.
Well, apparently they're bitching now that they're being increasingly threatened and assaulted by smaller
Just
groups
on one more
the streets.
Thing for emos
hey,
to be
I got
depressed
the cure for
about.
That. Quit being a douche.
Dress like a normal fucking person?
Well, I don't know about dress. I mean, who cares how you dress? It's just clothes to cover up our shame.
Yeah, it's
Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
I gotta say something about this.
Please.
Okay.
Nice. Clear the meth out of your throat.
Yeah.
Here, a little word here. Anybody who thinks that they're being unique or being an individual by going out of their fucking way to make their appearance just so out of the norm, you're a fucking asshole.
Well, okay,
a retard.
Wait, how can you be unique and an individual when there's fucking tons of people doing
exactly.
the exact same
when
thing?
You go and get everything from Hot Topic
right?
stores and you have to wait in line,
so unique.
That line you're waiting in is full of people that are buying the same stupid shit you're buying.
Right?
So
that are all being unique.
Way to go, unique kids.
You're
Whoa.
Just another sheep following a more fucked up shepherd. You
exactly.
know, that's all there is to it.
And your shepherd just happens to cry all the time and write lovely, sappy little suicide letters.
About darkness.
With no follow through. That's the problem with emo kids. No follow through. They're all talk, no action.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to say you're going to kill yourself, fucking do it already.
Yeah. If you want to slice wrists, here's a knife.
I know.
Yeah.
Quit teasing us, man.
I know.
Let's see it already.
I know. Fucking pussies.
Seriously.
Well, so let's see here.
Anything worth noting in that?
Well, there's a couple more things here. Santino Buatista? I got that. Santino Buatista said, it's getting dangerous for us to go out now.
Us as in emo kids?
Yes, exactly.
It's kind of always been dangerous for them to go out.
I know. I mean, life is pain.
Right?
You live life. You're living pain. That's Hellraiser taught me that.
Well, this must be a dream come true.
Pain.
This must be a dream come true for him because he says, we get shouted on and spat at. We get things thrown at us. There's so much hate out there. Ooh.
We finally get the attention our parents wouldn't give
One
us.
One more thing to be emo about.
Here, you slice my wrist, I'll slice yours. Fucking bitch.
So apparently the attackers are being cataloged as anti-emos, punks, meddlers, and cholos.
Cholos?
Which are what, Matt?
Cholos are the... How can I say
Aren't
this?
They just a Mexican gangster?
Kinda. It's they're the guys walking around with the flannels on and they button just the top button and everything else is unbuttoned. The cholo. You'd know a cholo if you see
the fucking
isn't that fucked up?
Beanie that's covering the eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much.
Think that dude from that next Friday.
Right.
Movie.
Yeah.
Was total cholo.
Chico. Isn't that fucked up that white people going around wearing FUBU and then Mexicans go around wearing flannels, which everybody knows are for redneck fucking people.
Everyone's just trying to be like everyone else.
And black people wearing white puffy coats. I mean, black people don't live where it snows. Look at here.
Fuck no.
We have that one that we saw today. He had a white child.
I probably know him. Shit.
I probably bought crack from that nigga.
So, other than that, just ordinary working class young men and teenagers just love whooping ass on these emos.
They're too busy, you know, writing suicide notes on MySpace to be working class.
I know. And you know what? If they didn't want that kind of attention, if they thrive on pain, this is giving them what they want.
Yeah.
If you beat up an emo kid, you're making his day or her day pretty much. That about it for beating off emo kids?
How many emo kids can you beat off?
I could beat off probably about 40 or 45 emo kids.
Pretty much. I mean, the only other thing I got to mention is this Hugo Garcia, you know, who writes in the Mexican Daily, just went on to say, the danger is that hate is permeating more and more into Mexican society today. We should not forget that intolerant violence leads to fascism, blah, blah, blah. And they're saying that, you know, these people are Nazis for beating up emos. I say, hey,
wow,
we're just giving the baby their bottle.
That's right? All. That's all.
So for or against beating emos?
Beating off emo kids, yes?
Yes, and whatever happens, let's go beat some emo kids up after the show. Okay?
Sounds good.
All right.
All right. What's Rob doing?
All right.
I know.
We can't beat him up, though, because he needs his hands for the band. Otherwise. All right,
but we could beat his face up
or
something.
We could break his legs, I
guess. You could beat off his face.
Just use harsh language. They seem to hate that.
Right. Wow. So, what do you got there?
I got Brazil teen confesses to 12 killings.
Do that one, I'll do one
killings.
More, and we'll be out of here. Sorry, I totally talked
you
over
did.
You. Say that again.
You bastard. The
floor is yours.
Brazil teen confesses to 12 killings.
Okay.
Sao Paulo, Brazil. A 16-year-old boy has admitted to the murders of 12 people in southern Brazil, according to a police investigator who described a chillingly calm confession.
Rule number one. Don't ever admit.
Right.
Be like,
unless
murders.
You're already caught.
I mean, if they catch you mid-stroke and cutting up
you
the body
to give up.
Covered in blood, then, okay, hey, you got me.
Don't look and be like, wasn't me.
Even then, you just got to be like, murders?
Be like, hey, get off of my movie set. We're filming here. Oh, sorry, guys. I thought there was a murder happening.
You got to take it easy, buddy.
Hey, nothing to see here. Move along.
The teenager whose identity was not revealed because he is a minor. Fuck that. That's bullshit. He killed 12 people.
Yeah, I think that just moved from minor to major. Right.
Sounds like he's got some balls.
He's gonna
to me,
be.
Man.
I bet you anything he's going to be tried in his adult, so you might as well give out his identity.
I mean, seriously, most fucking little. Oh, never mind. He's a guy, 16-year-old. I was going to say, if he was like a 16-year-old female, he'd just be out whoring around, not killing people. But
right?
Never mind. That has nothing to do with anything.
Allegedly told police he killed the victims over the past 3 months in a fit of rage or out of revenge. And police inspector Enzaldo Jos Plentz said Friday he believes the boy killed some of his victims for enjoyment. Well, isn't that how any killer really
does? Well, why else would you kill?
I mean, they enjoy it.
I mean, it's like, why do you drink soda? Because you enjoy it. Why would you do coke? Because you enjoy it.
Well, he didn't eat them.
Because I like the smell of it. But, yeah. He might have.
Is this guy an emo? Is he lashing back or something?
No. If he was an emo, he'd be too busy in his room just talking about wanting to kill.
Talking about killing people. And it wouldn't have been other people. It would have been himself.
Yeah.
Is he like emo Zorro or something?
Yeah, right.
Emo Zorro.
I am Zorro.
Big E fucking.
All sad and droopy.
He said police have enough evidence to prove the teenager, an unemployed high school dropout, shot dead at least six at the 12th. Yeah, at 12 people he says he killed.
Wow. High that's school crazy. Dropout that's unemployed? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
no,
no
way.
Way.
No way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy.
Wow.
Police were trying to determine if another six people were killed in and around Novo Hamburgo, Brazil, where also the teenager's victims. Yeah.
That's dreary, man.
That's pretty brutal.
But hey, 12 less people in the world, and there's still traffic here.
Right? Yeah, but how do you know they weren't cool, good people?
How do you know they didn't deserve it? Maybe he got molested by these 12 people, and he was just getting revenge, Punisher style.
Maybe. He said revenge.
Yeah. Revenge for what? I'd like to know. Was that it?
Mm. Yep, that was it.
So
short one.
Absolute. Killing 12 people, yes or no?
Well, 16-year-olds killing people.
Oh, you know, 12 is a nice even number, so I'm going to have to say yes.
Yeah.
Now, if he had done 13, big yes, because
well,
that's a baker's dozen.
That's my lucky number.
That's right.
Well, all right. Well, let's see here. French couple who hunted virgins go on trial for 7 murders.
I do that every weekend, buddy.
Hunt virgins?
I sure
virgins?
Do.
Do you always come up empty-handed because all the little girls are whores and they're not virgins by the time we get them?
No, I usually got something in my hand, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I know what you mean. It's usually your dick.
That's right. How did you know I was going there?
Because I was there.
All right.
Oh, the parents of young women and girls allegedly murdered by a self-confessed French serial killer heard in court Thursday how he and his wife made a pact to hunt for virgins. Unbelievable.
Wait, so they're going around killing
virgins? I don't
believe
it.
No, but there's two things I just can't believe here. First of all, a French person killing,
right?
And second of all, virgins. I mean,
yeah, how many virgins is
I'm
there?
I'm sorry, but she lied to you, bud.
Yep.
Yeah.
The victims' families, as well as women who survived Michael Fournier's alleged attacks, sat opposite the accused and his wife, Monique Olivier, on the first day of the trial for the kidnap, rape, and murder of 7 young women and girls. Fourier, 65, and Olivier, 59, sat with bowed heads behind bulletproof glass as court officials read out a litany of horrific crimes that began in 1987 and only ended in 2003 when a 13-year-old Belgian girl managed to escape Fourier's clutches and alert the police. See, you gotta break their knees. That way they can't run.
And caught the Achilles tendon.
Yeah.
Or that.
Yep.
Or the hamstring. Or the hammy.
Yep.
Yeah.
To go for the tendons.
See, this guy should. It's because he was French. Yeah. He didn't know what the fuck he was doing.
Dumbass.
Yeah, they don't have any. Blah,
but I am way tired.
Child.
Okay, take a nap. But then fire the missiles.
That's been
remember
so
that?
Funny, yeah.
Fucking end of the world.
Fire the missiles.
Ah, shit, the bomb. I love that shit.
Fucking kangaroos.
Oh, fucking kangaroos. Oh, yeah. The girl told Belgian investigators that Fournier had boasted to her that he was worse than Marc Dutroux, Belgium's most notorious criminal, who was sentenced to life in prison in 2004 for child kidnappings, rapes, and murders.
Oh, sounds like fucking poster child for our show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I'll talk about it in a little bit here. Fournier, dubbed the Ogre of Ardennes, is accused of the rape and murder of 6 young women or teenage girls in France and 1 in Belgium. He referred to his victims as membranes on legs, the court heard.
Membranes on legs?
Or a walking cunt.
Right.
Right. And that's all they are, usually.
Yeah, usually.
That's a juicy story, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, if you get anything good out of her, it's probably blood.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, the bespectacled former electrician initially refused to confirm his identity in court and held up for the presiding judge a piece of paper that said, quote, "My lips are sealed if there is no closed door hearing." He then gave the judge a rolled document tied with a ribbon.
Her lips are sealed if her legs are closed.
That's true. Oh. Quote, "This is an explanation I intended to read out to explain why I am boycotting the court," he said. He's boycotting the court because they have you on charges. I'd boycott court too if I was getting in some shit. Like, oh, sorry, I can't come to my hearing because I'm boycotting court right now.
Right.
And also the law, so go fuck yourself.
Which is why we break it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Break it. Break it. Olivier, who spoke only to confirm her identity and name her defense lawyers, is on trial for one of the same murders and complicity in 4 of his other alleged crimes, whose victims were aged between 12 and 21, and who were either strangled, stabbed with a screwdriver, or shot. These fucking bitches, they don't know when to shut the fuck up. Sometimes you just gotta, you know, strangle them.
Yeah, the only way to get them to shut up is to kill them sometimes.
So do you
sometimes.
Think killers use the no means yes excuse too?
Like, she's like, no, don't, stop, don't, sir, she said don't stop, so I kept going.
Yeah.
Oh, no means more.
That's no right. means yeah.
No means shoot me in the face and fuck my dead body, apparently.
Yeah, that's what it means. I will rip out your eyeballs and skull fuck you. Douche, 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 douche,
that's,
douche, douche.
That's Ted Bundy style, isn't
Ron
it?
DeCore. Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
he buried that.
Actually, that's from Full Metal Jacket, but okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but Ted Bundy also killed that one lady.
Did he rip out eyeballs and skull fuck?
Well, he cut her head off, buried her body somewhere, and then buried her head in a ditch, and then came back 2 years later and had sex with her head.
Wow.
Yeah.
Had to let it season up a little bit. Huh?
Yeah, just...
yeah, that gives a new meaning to getting head. Oh! Thank you. Further probe is also to be carried out into whether he killed the girlfriend of a bank robber he met in prison. He is believed to have tricked that woman into showing him where her boyfriend's loot was buried.
Well, he tricked me.
And then
he tricked me, guy.
Treasure.
And then murdered her before stealing the money and using it to buy a chateau in the Ardennes region of France and a house in Belgium.
That's beautiful.
That is beautiful. That's I hear touching. That place is very beautiful.
It's a great country.
Especially this time of year.
Yes, lovely.
Lovely fries. And croissants, oh, to die for.
Freedom fries.
Freedom. Fuck freedom fries. That's bullshit.
Hundreds of locals from Charleville, Mézières, queued in pouring rain for a seat in the court in this dreary town, whose only previous claim to fame was as the birthplace of the 19th century poet Arthur Rimbaud.
Oh, Rimbaud.
Fournet, dressed in a blue jumper and an open-neck shirt, eventually nodded in agreement when Judge Gilles Letape again asked him to confirm his name when the trial opened. Blah, blah, fucking blah.
What's new?
The girl, you know, I'm done with this. Yeah. This is a stupid story.
It
he was killing people
was.
He thought were virgins. They probably weren't virgins. He's going to go to jail in France for probably a couple weeks. And that's that.
Yeah.
So,
Should we wrap it up?
Yeah, I think we're about good. Hour and 20 minutes here, episode 16 of the Jam Hole. You guys got anything else you want to go through before the plugs?
I'm good.
You good?
All right. I have to say is fuck TDO.
Yeah, fuck them. Fuck them in, their Canadian floppy faces.
But we love you for it.
Yeah, and fuck Rianne also.
Yeah.
Just because she's a girl. And, you know everything, thejamhole.com for everything. If you guys want to leave us comments, you're too lazy to send an email, click on the show notes, and there's a box there for comments. Email us, info@thejamhole.com, subscribe with iTunes, vote for us on Podcast Alley. You guys know the drill. Fucking myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. Fucking, we're doing it.
Fucking.
Jamming.
Fuck yeah. Hey, before we go, can we just end the show with a couple swear words for your buddies to use?
Oh, yeah.
Which swear words?
I'm going to have to say cunt, whore, backhanded, jerk off.
All right. And you?
I got nothing.
Cum guzzling, shit, cunt, fuck, crap, jamming.
Jamming.
Wonderful night, you gotta take it from me. It's a wonderful night.
Come on and break it on down.
It's a wonderful night, you gotta shake it from me. It's a wonderful night.
Come on and break it on down.
It's a wonderful night, everybody can see. It's a wonderful night.
Come on and break it on down.
It's a wonderful night. Go ahead and release. It's a wonderful night.
Come on and break it on down.
You know the music search engine need a tune-up. Soon as they out the gate, they all wanna hit a corner, But that was cool, but now, but then I heard a rumor, Your crew was riding for the white cliffs of Dover, But let me tell you how we do it in California. We'll have you on the run just like a puma. If it don't move us, ain't paid your dues and it ain't gon' get our groovers on. We'll lose you to the consumer solution, come on.
It's a wonderful night, you gotta take it from me. It's a wonderful night. It's a wonderful night, you gotta shake it for me. It's a wonderful night. Girl, I want it, you got it, your body's like a narcotic. The thought is autoerotic.
Come on and break it on down.
Can I get it on credit against your brick house? I bet it, take it as far as you let it.
Come on and break it on down.
That the spot will get hot, that it's ready to pop. Don't even look at the clock, all of your problems forgotten. It's time to rock till you drop. Feel the force and just fly to the epicenter of the party's bass tremors, come on. It's a wonderful night, you gotta take it from me. It's a wonderful night.
Come on and break it on down.
It's a wonderful night, you gotta shake it for me. It's a wonderful night.
Come on and break it on down.
We gon' stimulate your mind. Everybody's high. Eyes just like a child. Everything feels right. Once you've seen the light,
feels right. Masterful life that's mythical. Feel its chords and its vibes atypical. Do what you want, it's alright, this mystical time you've got, that's a lot, it is plentiful. If you stay in this moment so critical, let the music change your brain stems, chemicals make you feel like your spirit's invincible. For centrifugal, reaching up to your pinnacle now. It's a wonderful night, you gotta take it from me. It's a wonderful night,
come on and break it on.
It's a wonderful night, you gotta shake it for me. It's a wonderful night.
Rock like Colorado, get right at throwing bottles. We give a fuck about your status, who you are tomorrow. Whether you beg or borrow, or hit the super lotto. Whether your girl look like a minga or a supermodel. Feel the connectedness, energy that's projected. The way that the whole collective consciousness arrives like helium up. Grooving out of the question, won't disrespect them. But our style's fucking pouch like Dave Beckham, come on.
It's a wonderful night, you gotta take it from me. It's a wonderful night,
come on and break it on.
It's a wonderful night, you gotta shake it for me. It's a wonderful night,
come on and break it on down.
The truth I'm at, I'm in rough and hard as the granite get. Never hesitant up on a mic, strike quick like an avalanche. Hijack you like a Comanche, I'm a man on a mission. Rhyme vigilante, keep all the jealous and the envious antsy. Love to do the club go with a party, people dancing, and set the mood for all the plotting and romancing, It's a wonderful night, we got the answer, come on.
It's a wonderful night, you gotta take it from me. It's a wonderful night,
come on and break it on down.
It's a wonderful night, you gotta shake it for me. It's a wonderful night,
come on and break it on down.